欢迎来到本周的词汇小百科 Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're talking about villa, and the reason is that、in our show we were talking about some of the Chinese rich people who want to buy these fake castles.
Right, and so we started talking about、the Chinese word 别墅 is used in a way that's really not very indicative of the way it's actually used in English.、and so originally the word villa actually comes from...the meaning of an ancient Roman upper-class country house. And so villas are actually the predecessor to what you might call a plantation these days, where it was、a large house, a very, very large residence, but attached to that residence was also a farm. And so many of these ancient Roman villas were actually self-sufficient.
Villa 翻译成中文就是别墅，我们一般觉得别墅就是 house 独栋的房屋，但实际上原来在英文里 villa 指的是那一种有很大一块地产的这样的独栋的房屋。
And evenmore recently, if we look at the 19th and 20th century, in Europe, the term villa became、used to describe detached mansions. Even then, we see in more modern usages what、Chinese people call villas is not really the way that we use it in English.、
So even today, when the English-speaking people talk about what Chinese people refer to as 别墅, they're actually really talking about just houses.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, so really what they're describing more is probably what we would call actually a townhouse.、and so a townhouse is usually, it's a type of medium density housing, usually, but not、terraced or semi-detached, so row housing. So two or three floors of housing with a very small actual ground footprint, which is what we usually see when we're talking about 别墅 or villas in China.、
Townhouse 既可以指连排别墅，也可以指是那种独栋的房屋。
And it's also、made me think of the word 大厦 in Chinese, which is usually translated as mansion. However, we see a lot of these、supposed mansions are actually more like office buildings or something like that, or perhaps even they house department stores. Whereas a mansion in English, the way that we use it, is literally it's just a huge house.
Mansion 其实是独栋的住宅，在中文里面也被用于泛指所有的大厦。And I don't think in any Chinese usage of mansion, they mean a property with some greenery around it.
No, I really don't think they do. And so, yeah, a mansion actually comes through Old French from Latin, which just means dwelling. So mansio, which means dwelling, as well as the verb to dwell. And actually the English word manse was actually defined as a property large enough for a parish priest to maintain himself. And also, interestingly enough, in more day-to-day usage, more slang in America, we have a new word that we've created called a McMansion. And so basically it describes a very quickly and cheaply built large luxury home.Mick obviously comes from McDonald's, and so the idea is built on the factory line and then somehow put there. You can buy a large home for fairly cheap, but it's low quality.
Okay, 所以也许 McMansion 可以翻译成土豪式的别墅。
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, and that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.